It was 1 year ago today that a massive tornado obliterated the city of Moore, Oklahoma. 24 residents were killed and hundreds more injured as homes, schools, and businesses were turned to rubble. It was the third violent tornado to strike that city in the last 15 years, something that could have caused people to pack up and move away for good. But not only have residents stayed, more and more people are moving in. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU reports.
Greg Blaylock has lived in Moore for 20 years, and he wasn't shocked when he heard this on television last May 20th.
And you see, it's a violent tornado. This is a tornado emergency, and
it's going through populated areas.
My God, get below ground if at all possible.
The tornado destroyed Blaylock's house. His wife was safely in the shelter. Blaylock was out of town. He came back to get her, and that night they joined hundreds of other people and left the neighborhood, along with their dog and a few salvaged possessions in a suitcase. Blaylock rebuilt as soon as he could.
I rebuilt. If you move somewhere else, if you're anywhere around in here, which I would have to be because of my business, you know, you're apt to get hit by a tornado. That's all there is to it.
And he's right. According to the National Weather Service, since 1991, the city has averaged a tornado every 2.5 years. So why would anyone new move here? Well, it's hard to argue with economics. Moore is close to Oklahoma City, a growing job market. It has highly rated schools, and the median price for a house is $125,000. Over the last decade and a half, the population has grown 30%. Deidre Ebrie is the city's economic development director. When the storm hit last year, she was at a conference trying to recruit businesses to Moore.
I'm sitting at a table with brokers representing Starbucks and Chipotle and different types of retailers, and then I'm watching the monitors in the food court, and I'm like, I have to go.
Ebrie's home wasn't destroyed, but she wondered if the businesses would still come after this latest round of destruction. One of the first calls she made after the tornado was to Amy Nolan. Nolan is the building project director for a pharmacy service company called ComputerRx. It had been planning to build its headquarters in Moore. Ebrie was afraid the company had changed its mind. Here's Amy Nolan.
We never really thought of not moving over there. Our first thought was, what can we do to keep our employees safe? And so we've decided the warehouse will be a FEMA-rated safe room.
Construction of the new ComputerRx headquarters is now underway. Other retailers, including health club chain LA Fitness and mobile carrier Sprint, have also moved forward with pre-existing plans to open up here. Fields that were empty before the storm are now filling up with new restaurants like Starbucks. Tracy York is the regional vice president for Starbucks.
At no time was it part of our discussion that we wouldn't continue to support in a very positive way, along with the community as it continues to rebuild.
And Moore isn't just rebuilding. It's drawing new residents. According to the city, at least 375 new homes have been built since the tornado, in addition to the 1,100 being rebuilt. Selena Chambers settled in Moore just 5 months after the tornado. She says friends outside Moore asked her repeatedly, why would she move here?
My answer to them was, why wouldn't I move? I mean, I saw some things down here after the tornado that I'd never witnessed before. And this community, never once did I see somebody, you know, oh, why me or why us or waiting for somebody else to come do something.
It's not just the spirit of the community. Chambers also moved here because of the convenience. Her job requires a lot of travel, and Moore has easy access to the interstate and the Oklahoma City airport. It's also closer to family. And she says she's certain that if disaster strikes again, this community will help her recover because they've done it over and over again. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Moore, Oklahoma.